Our lesson this morning, who is wise? And obviously it comes from the passage in James chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Folks, I'll tell you this morning, my perspective, all of us that are here gathered together. All of us that have that joy, joy, joy down in our heart. All of us that understand the love that Jesus has for us and how precious he is. But Satan doesn't want us to look for Jesus for wisdom or for understanding. He wants us to look at the world. He wants us to look on our own merit. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to look at apples and oranges. He wants us to look at our own house, like we talked about in class this morning. You know? If we're more worried about what our house looks like and how clean it is and if the dishes are done and if the dog hair is swept up or the cat hair or whatever you got, okay? Jesus only cares what's down in your heart. And whether it's spotless clean, ready for your mother and your mother-in-law to come over to the house, okay, or fancy company, or whether it's dirty all the time, make sure you got joy in your heart. Be wise about it. Don't let these things of life rob you of your joy. And guess what? If it's robbing you of your joy, put a boot in it and clean it up. Turn that TV off. Put that newspaper down. Put that phone down. Get rid of the Twitter or the tweeting or the Facebooking or the, what's the other one? Instant message? Why can't I think of it? Instagram. That's not what I was thinking of, but that's a good one. Texting. Put the phone down. Unless you're texting somebody about Jesus, talking to them about Jesus and the joy in your heart. Be wise about it, folks. We look at this lesson, and I did a little bit of something different this morning. If you look at that, I got a little color up there today, right? See? And here's what we're going to do. Let's going to look at these passages. The green stuff, in my perspective, I've highlighted is the good that we should focus on. That'll bring joy, joy, joy down to our heart. And the red, of course, you know, that kind of comes back to the racing in me. Green is go. Green is good. Red means you got to sit there and wait. Red means somebody's crashed. Red means that they're not ready to go yet. So it is good to have wisdom and understanding. It is good to have good conduct in your life. It is good to be meek and have meekness of wisdom. But folks, it isn't good to be bitter and have envy and self-seeking and to boast and to lie. And you'd look around in this room and, you know, I could look at all of us and we could look at each other and say, none of us have bitterness. None of us have envy. None of us have self-seeking. None of us boast, and none of us lie. Folks, we all struggle with that. Maybe not all on the same day. Maybe not all this week. But in reality, folks, we do. My heart needs Jesus, just like yours does. There's things in my life. We're talking about dirty houses this morning, you know, in Bible class. Our hearts are the same way. We don't want people to see inside our hearts. We don't want to be hospitable with our heart. Because there's sin in there. Well, there's two ways to get rid of it. Confess it. Be open and honest about it. And not do those things that make you feel that way. Because they're earthly. And that's a tough thing, folks. Because you know what? That self-seeking, Man, it's all about me. I've been accused of that in my life. I've had a couple people. Don, it's not all about you. And I'm, why not? I'm just kidding. But folks, we need to recognize. And we'll look at, we continue to look at some red things here. Confusion and every evil thing are there. Now, how many of us woke up this morning thinking, I think this is a good day to be confused? No. No, I don't think so. Now, some of us woke up and were confused, but that's not what our plan was. Every evil thing are there. Folks, in order for us not to be confused and be where evil is, we need to go, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. It's easy to be at peace with my neighbors when they're doing what I want them to do, right? Yeah? I'll give you an example. We got some neighbors that have teenage boys, and they like riding dirt bikes and four-wheelers and making noise. And when I see them doing that, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't want them doing it at dark. I don't want them doing it on the weekdays at night. Okay? I'd prefer to see them wearing helmets and some safety gear. Okay? But if I wasn't peaceable with my neighbors, okay, what do you think they would think when I start up one of my race cars? Or when I want to ride my quads in the backyard? Or when it's snowing and I want to get out and run up and down the road in the snow and do donuts and stuff? Folks, we need to be careful that our hearts are open, okay, to simple little things like that and let things go. Be peaceable, be gentle, willing to yield. Willing to yield. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Let's try it this week, folks. Look at your spouse. Sometime, not to, you don't have to this morning. DC, you can do it right now if you want, brother. Amen. Catherine, look, are they looking at each other? I'm willing to yield to you. You know, those of us that have bosses, or those of us that have people working under us, I'm willing to yield to you. I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to be like Jesus in whatever we're doing. Without partiality, without hypocrisy, full of mercy, full of good fruits. Good fruits. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Being right all the time, a way to make peace. DC, I don't know why you're looking at Sister Catherine, but... But you know what, folks? We, as God's children, should be at peace, and our home should be the most peaceful place we have. It should be the most peaceful place we have. And if it's not, let's look to Jesus. Let's look to His holy word and apply these things to our life. Because they are the truth. They are the way. You got to believe in them. Got to implement it into our lives. You got to practice them. You got to remember that they're there. And as we continue on with some Bible verses this morning in our lesson that pertain to certain green things, okay? We're going to look at the green things the rest of the lesson this morning. Just remember, the red things we need to get rid of. Red things don't equal success in the kingdom of heaven. In Mark chapter 12, verse 34, it is written, "Now when Jesus saw that, he answered wisely And he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But after that, no one dared question him. You're going to notice, we're going to look at things that are wise and understanding and righteousness and peace. But Jesus is involved in every verse. Because that's how I searched out these. And I had to, there's a lot of them in each one. But I searched them out. A verse that had Jesus and wise. Jesus and understanding. Jesus and righteousness. Jesus and peace. And these are the verses that we're going to look at this morning. Now Jesus said this right after. If you wanted to follow along. But Jesus said this right after he is asked in Mark 12:34, "Shall love your neighbor as yourself, and there is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said this to Jesus, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And that's when Jesus said, this is wisdom, "You answered wisely." Folks, when I was coaching football, when Lucas was younger, I had an opportunity, and I can't even remember what it was. What it was. I wish I could, because I could explain a little better, but I can remember this part. The kid, the young man playing football made a mistake. And instead of correcting him the way some folks might, you know, I took him aside and talked to him and did some other things. And his dad came to me and said, "Man, I really appreciate you doing that. I really appreciate you doing that." And I told him, I said, "Your son and his success is more important than me being a coach. Your son and his understanding and growth is more important than me being a coach." That's the neat thing about Jesus and the wisdom that he brings. It's not the recognition. How many times did Jesus say, "Don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody. I'll keep helping you. I love you. I'm going to save you. But don't tell anybody." Because of the humility in it. The joy that was given to him by helping others. By putting other people first. By being wise. By doing the simple things of loving your neighbor as yourself. That sounds easy, folks. That sounds easy. If I was going to go down the road, I could tell you the people that I know and I love real well and the people that I know and I'm like, Why? Why don't I love all my neighbors the same? Does Jesus love them all the same? Doesn't mean you have to be best buddies. Doesn't mean you have to break bread with them. But envy, bitterness, wrath, maybe those are the specific people in your neighborhood that need Jesus more than anybody else. And God has a plan for you reaching out to them or their children. Or their children. Romans 16:27, it is written, "To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." And if you look at that passage in Romans chapter 16, it is written, it's the very last verse in the book of Romans, "To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever, amen." So Paul, the last thing he says to the Romans, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Folks, one of the biggest struggles we have in our lives to be wise and in understanding is not yielding to Jesus. Satan wants us not to. Satan tempts us not to. You know? Kelly, that's what you're supposed to do. Kelly, why didn't you do that? Kelly, I thought I asked you to do that. Kelly, when are you going to get that done? Kelly, have you done that yet? Does Jesus talk to us that way through the Holy Word? Or does he say, come, and I'll help you however I can. I care about you and I love you. Folks, we struggle with saying things that are positive and uplifting. We need to make sure that joy, joy, joy is down in our heart. Daily. I sung that song every day this week. Okay? It wasn't the first thing, but during the day, it came to me. Thanks be to God. And I was singing it this morning. See, even Wanda heard me singing it this morning. Folks, simple things. Grab something that helps you. Focus on your faith. It may not be that song. Maybe you hate that song. I don't know. I'm sorry if you do. There's some songs I don't care for. I'd just rather not sing. Not too many of them, though, but there's a couple. But folks, grab something that helps you, that energizes your faith, energizes your heart, uplifts you, gives you some joy. I love coffee in the morning, but you know what? It doesn't put joy, joy, joy down in my heart. It gives me some gump, 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 gumption and gets me go, go, going physically. Folks, I'm just, you know. 2 Timothy 3:15 is written, that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I started reading a book by Ravi Zacharias last night. And I bought another book by Max Lucado that I'm going to read after that. And it's going to be enlightening, and there's going to be some neat things in there, and it's going to be some stories and some experiences of their lives. But they will not take the place of God's holy word. They will not be able to make me wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Only God's word can do that. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Now who did he ask this? Did he ask this to the world? Did he ask this to Gentiles? Did he ask this to people that were not faithful? And the question and the answer is no. No. Jesus was talking to disciples in Matthew 15 and 16. And he said, they were talking about plants, and Jesus was talking about, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Verses 8 and 9. And when he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. And folks, when I read that verse to me, it's convicting to me. because I want to follow Jesus and I want to glorify him in my life. And probably one of the things that I struggle with sometimes are making sure the things that come out of my mouth are those things which are beneficial to the kingdom of heaven. Don't give up. I'm never going to give up trying to self-control so I glorify God who is in heaven. And Jesus said, "Are you also without understanding?" Then Peter answered and said to them, "Explain this parable to us." And so Jesus does. He says, "Are you without understanding?" He says, "For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Folks, your house can be dirty and a mess and be laden with pet hair and three-month-old dust at the refrigerator and things spilled on the carpet. They do not defile a person. It's what comes out of your heart that defiles a person. Let's put first things first. Now, do you think Jesus would sit there and get on his Twitter account, Facebook, phone? Or do you think he'd clean that place up out of respect for God, Father, and the kingdom of heaven? God's blessed you with those things. You need to be responsible with them. But you know what? Here I am. I'm going to be responsible. Here's what I've run into in my life. I'm going to be responsible with what I got. I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to keep it perfect. And anybody that doesn't help me is in my way. They're not doing right. And I'm going to teach them how to do right. I've done that before, haven't I, Anna? I've had to repent in my life, folks, for not putting first things first. We struggle with those things, folks. People are more precious than anything else. That's why Jesus didn't have much possessions when he was here, to prove a point. Great example to us. Great example to us. Are you wise? Do you have understanding? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Folks, I don't know about you, but I want my heart to be guarded by Jesus. I want my mind to be guarded by Jesus. I want to have the peace of God in my life. 1 John 5:20, "And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Thank you all for being here this morning, for professing that you have an understanding that Jesus is the Son of God. "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." I've said this before and I'll say it again, folks. The biggest successes in my life, in relationships, in my career, in the church, have come when I'm following Jesus. With my heart, with my mind, with my soul. I've made the wisest decisions. I've lived righteous. I've felt right. I have felt like I'm glorifying God in my life. I've had that joy, joy, joy down in my heart when I'm following Jesus. Philippians 1:11 says, "Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Fruits of righteousness. How many of us plan on being filled here in about a half hour, 45 minutes with fruit? Who of us just eating fruit for lunch today? I'm not raising my hand. I may eat some. I don't know where we're eating, but I ain't going to eat fruit, just fruit for lunch. What do we want? Meat, potatoes, bread, some of us. Some of us don't want any bread. But folks, we got, Wanda, how many we have this morning? 50-something? 60-something? 51? 51. Not one of us will eat the same exact thing and the same exact amount of food here when we eat lunch together. Not one. Even though it may all be prepared the same, or we go to the same place, we eat different amounts, we may eat some of something, something out of another. Folks, we need to be careful in our lives that we're not picking and choosing what we want. We just want some righteousness. We don't want any sanctification. We don't want any redemption. We want to understand, but we really don't want wisdom. We don't want to have to apply it. We're used to being free moral agents, as we talked about in our Bible class this morning, picking and choosing. Folks, let's choose all of Jesus. Let's choose all of the things that are given us by God to help us, encourage us. Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Peter opens 2 Peter by saying this: to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. Folks, look around. I'm serious. Look around. Look at somebody. Look around. Like precious faith, folks. Same thing as he's talking about in the Bible when Peter wrote this. Like precious faith. That's a great thing. That should bring joy, joy, joy. Simple things, folks. Simple things. Now, I could say we should have 101 instead of 51. But you know why I won't? Because I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I'm not going to let numbers rob me. I'm not going to let whether my steak is done or not, or my hamburger is done or not, or it's made right. And if you drive through and get something and drive home, I guarantee it's going to drip on you. Okay? I can't buy anything that doesn't drip. You know? That's just the way it is. That's why I kind of try to outlaw eating in my vehicles. At least one of them. The newest one. I try to keep the newest one not eating, but it's tough. But it drips. Even the stuff that's not supposed to drip, drips. Folks, precious faith, like precious faith. Our last batch of verses this morning deal with peace, then the lesson is yours. Then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And continue on in this same thing. After 8 days, after Jesus did this once, he appeared to them miraculously with the doors locked while they were all together and said, "Peace be to you." After 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them, and Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Folks, Satan wants us to keep the doors of our heart locked. He wants us to be hiding. He wants us to be fearful. He wants us to be scared. And Jesus comes in and says, peace to you. Peace to you. Peace to you. Our last passage this morning is from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, if you're struggling with peace in your heart, you need to check your faith. You need to check your faith. If I'm struggling with peace in my heart, I got to check my faith. How much am I relying on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? In order to have eternal life and have your sins washed away, you got to check your faith. Make sure you're obeying Jesus as he's asked us to do. And this morning at the close of the lesson, we offer an invitation for any of those that need to be baptized into Christ to become a child of God. Or if you have something on your heart that you need prayers of the congregation, we offer that time this morning as we stand and sing selected hymns.